Hey guys, it's me, Jane OJ, doing an audio boom for you guys. It is September 22nd, 2015. It is 3:55 p.m. Eastern Time, and I welcome you to this random audio boom. So, yeah. It's been a pretty interesting week. I'm going to put you in my pocket here so while I take care of some things in the kitchen. I wanted to come in here, and I really wanted to kind of catch you guys up with what's been going on, because it's been a pretty crazy week, and, school's been pretty crazy, I gotta admit, but definitely worth it. Last week in advanced audio, PA systems, and the objective was to basically adjust the volume control of different microphones on the stage for the talent, so that if the talent requested to turn up the volume, we could. And I really hate this headset. So if they wanted to adjust the volume up, they needed the volume up a little bit louder so they can hear themselves, we could do that. The problem is when you do that, obviously, you get feedback. Well, the mics were hooked up to an EQ, and the EQ was hooked up to the mics were hooked up to an amp, the amp was hooked up to an EQ, the EQ was hooked up to a spectrum analyzer, and the spectrum analyzer, obviously, was hooked up to the mixing board. And so the idea is that we could turn up the volume of the mic, lower the frequencies where the feedback was coming from using the EQ, and determine it using the spectrum analyzer. While me being visually impaired, it's very difficult for me to see the display on the spectrum analyzer. But the idea is that you can lower the volume using the spectrum analyzer, or lower the different frequencies where the feedback is coming from. And in the end, that plays out an important role for sound setup and whatnot, and the stage crew. So I found it was very useful, because the rest of the class was relying on the EQ, and I was relying more so on my sound and what I was hearing, and I found it very useful. Thursday, we didn't really do much of anything, just except listen in class and talk about different ways that whatnot, different sounds, setups, and how echoes and reverberation and whatnot affect different sounds. But this past Tuesday, yesterday anyway, in advanced audio, we did soldering, and it burnt my finger. So, yeah, that was fun. But learning how to repair cables, and how it's important, how to make sure the signal flow is working correctly and whatnot. And it's useful, especially when audio cables are expensive, And if you know how to repair them, you can save yourself some money. So, other than that, not too much been going on. Been pretty quiet. I've actually caught up on all the homework, so that's a good thing too. And been an interesting week. But I wanted to come in here and kind of catch you guys up as to what's been going on, because, I haven't done an audio boom in a while. And so far, I'm not hating iOS 9. Although I heard there's an update, I haven't yet updated, but, there is one coming out, so I guess I should be looking forward to that, maybe? I don't know, but whatever, right? Nevertheless, how am I doing on time here? Oh, still got half a boom left. But been pretty crazy. Actually kind of happy that I'm somewhat caught up. I got my audio, well, I haven't got my audio book for my class, which is all right, I suppose, but in a way it's an ebook, and I have to sit down and kind of figure that out, but just taking the trash out. But it's been, in a way it's an advantage because the quizzes are right out of the book. So all I have to do is search for the word in the ebook or search for the sentence, keywords in the sentence, and I could probably find it that way pretty quick without even reading it. I know that's sad, but it's true. So it's a beautiful day outside. Gorgeous day. Oh. See, this is the kind of temperature I like because it's like 70 probably, and no matter what you wear, you're always comfortable. It's beautiful. So no, I haven't done a podcast yet, but I am thinking about a future episode of the Gino J Show. Maybe if I shouldn't say Gino J Show, but the Rock and Pop Party. Thinking about doing a future episode of the Rock and Pop Party on all covers that came out before 1980, and playing the covers instead. And combining Between the Sheets cover comparison and Rockin' Hour in History and kind of make a special, which might be fun. So I'm looking into doing that possibly on my 35th episode, which wouldn't be too far away. That would be about 2 or 3 weeks. But we'll see. Other than that, not too much going on. Obviously, it's, like I said, pretty quiet out, and love this time of the year because, you get a little bit of freedom to go outside and catch in the fall foliage air. Although it isn't really, leaves aren't turning yet here, but it will be in about a week or two, I probably would imagine. So far, it's gorgeous out, and I'm hoping it stays that way. GenoJ@gmx.com. That's GenoJ@gmx.com. The website, it's just GenoJ.com. That's GenoJ.com. I'll definitely talk to you guys later, though. Bye-bye.